Hey everyone, welcome to this deep dive, and today we're talking all about self-knowledge.
Yeah, getting to know yourself better.
Exactly. We've got this ancient story we're going to look at, plus some modern psychology findings.
That's fascinating stuff, really.
And by the end, you'll be way better at handling those, how do we put it, those inner beasts we all have.
Taming those lions, so to speak. The thing is, we often do things we don't fully get.
Right, like, why did I just snap at my partner? What's that about?
Yeah, it's like we're driven by forces we haven't figured out yet.
Ooh, mysterious forces. Okay. I'm intrigued. So, this Androcles and the Lion story, right?
Exactly.
I remember that one. Big ol' lion roaming the Atlas Mountain.
Roaring, snarling, scaring everyone.
Total terror. But here's the
It
thing.
wasn't just being mean.
Yeah, it wasn't just for kicks.
No, the poor guy had this massive thorn stuck in his paw.
Ouch, I can only imagine.
In agony.
So, he wasn't a bad lion, just a lion in pain.
That's the whole point of the story, the allegory.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
The lion represents us when we don't know ourselves well enough. Lack self-awareness, basically. And
Interesting.
those thorns, they're the stuff we haven't dealt with. Anxiety, maybe past hurts, all that.
Unresolved issues. Got it.
Exactly. And just like that lion, when we don't understand our own pain.
We lash out.
Exactly. Maybe not roaring through villages, but, in ways that hurt ourselves or others.
Right, it comes out somehow. And then comes Androcles, the shepherd.
Into the caves he goes.
Finds this ferocious lion. Most of us would, I don't know, turn and run, maybe faint.
Yeah, but Androcles, he's different.
He sees the lion's pain, approaches carefully,
And what does he do?
removes the thorn.
And the lion, relieved, becomes Androcles' friend.
Ah, what a heartwarming ending. But what's the deeper meaning here?
Androcles, he represents that ability we all have for introspection,
Yeah.
looking deeper, beyond the surface.
Past the roaring and snarling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To see what's really going on. That's introspection. That's how we unlock, well, why we do the things we do.
Okay, makes sense. But the sources you sent, they said this introspection thing, it isn't easy.
It takes practice, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you can misdiagnose the problem. Like, you're in a bad mood.
Happens to the best of us.
And you start snapping at your partner, blaming them for being, I don't know, boring or not fun anymore.
Easy target.
Right, but what if the real thorn is something else completely?
The misdirection.
Yeah, like maybe you've developed feelings for someone else.
Whoa, that's a curveball.
And that's causing all this inner turmoil, messing with you.
Makes you wonder how often we do that, huh? Misdirect. Because we haven't taken the time to figure out what's truly happening inside.
Exactly. And the sources also talked about how tempting it is to just avoid the pain altogether.
Oh, absolutely. Classic avoidance.
Pause hurting, we reach for distractions, binge watching shows, endless scrolling on social media.
Anything to numb it out.
Exactly, or bury ourselves in work.
It's natural. You want to feel better. But in the long run.
Those distractions, they're just band-aids on a deep wound.
Precisely. They don't get to the root cause.
And then you end up with what? Insomnia, messed up relationships.
That feeling of emptiness.
Yeah, not good.
Not good at all.
But, okay. Say we know we're hurting, but we don't know why. The source has called this applying the wrong medicine.
Ah, yes, the wrong remedy for the ailment.
We make these big changes that don't fix anything. Quitting your job out of the blue, picking fights.
Making huge decisions based on fleeting
Oh,
emotions.
I've been there. Definitely a trap.
Like rummaging through a medicine cabinet in the dark, grabbing anything.
Hoping it'll magically fix things.
But without knowing what's really wrong, those solutions, well, they backfire.
So ignoring those inner lions, bad idea. But how do we even start to understand all these complex emotions, those metaphorical thorns?
That's where tapping into our stream of consciousness comes in.
Okay, that sounds deep.
It is. It's about paying attention to the clues our minds are giving us, those thoughts that keep popping up.
Even if they seem random.
Especially then, feelings that bubble up. Those are the whispers we need to tune into.
This takes practice, I'm guessing. It's so easy to get distracted, push those feelings away.
Oh, it definitely takes practice. We're experts at avoiding ourselves.
Right. It's easier to scroll through social media than to, sit with my feelings.
But think of it like learning a new language. The more we pay attention to our inner world,
The better we become at understanding it.
exactly. We start to recognize those whispers before they turn into roars.
Okay, that's a valuable skill, for sure. But those whispers can be subtle, right?
They can?
How do we know if it's just a passing thought or something deeper?
Good question. You don't want to overanalyze every little thing.
Right, that would be exhausting.
It is. It's more about being mindful, cultivating that awareness of what's happening inside.
Okay, I see. So not overthinking, just noticing.
Like tuning into a radio station. You don't control the music, but you listen to the lyrics, the melody.
The overall vibe.
Yes. What stands out? What keeps playing on repeat?
That's a great analogy. Introspection for the everyday person, not just for monks on mountaintops.
Exactly. So we're tuning in to our inner radio stations, listening for those recurring themes. Emotional earworms, if you will.
Love it. But what happens when we find a thorn? We can't just yank it out like Androcles did.
That's where things get a bit more complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite that simple, is it? It's not like surgery.
Right. You can't just like pluck it out.
Exactly. Dealing with those inner thorns, it's a different process. First step, got to acknowledge they're there.
Okay, so what, like admit it to ourselves?
Pretty much. It's like saying, okay, fear, I see you there.
Yeah.
Anxiety, yep, hear you loud and clear. Anger, oh, I recognize you.
So we're not trying to ignore them anymore.
Nope. Just by bringing those feelings out into the open, into our awareness.
They lose some of their power.
Exactly. Like you're taking away their mystery.
Shining a light on them.
Exactly. And once we've acknowledged how we're feeling, then we can approach it, you know, with curiosity.
Okay, that's interesting. Not judgment, but curiosity.
And compassion.
Ah, okay. Like, be nice to ourselves.
Yeah, we can ask ourselves, why am I feeling this way? What's the trigger here? What need is this emotion trying to express?
So not pushing it away, not numbing it, but leaning in.
Exactly. It's like we become investigators of our own inner world.
I like that. An inner investigator. That's kind of cool. And you said this can lead to some pretty deep insights.
It can. Helps us uncover those root causes, the beliefs that shape how we experience things.
This is starting to sound a bit like therapy. Is this something we can do on our own, or do we need a professional Androcles to help us out?
It's a great question. Just like Androcles had his skills to help the lion.
We all have the capacity to heal ourselves.
To a certain extent, yes. But sometimes we need a little help, a guide.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sometimes those thorns are deep, really embedded.
And we need someone to help us navigate, get through it.
Exactly. Therapists, counselors, even coaches, they can provide that. Like having a map and compass in unfamiliar territory makes the journey less daunting.
Right. You don't want to get lost in there.
Exactly. But even if we seek help, this whole self-knowledge thing, it's a journey, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not like you reach a destination and then you're done.
No, not at all. It's ongoing. It's about continuously checking in with ourselves.
Keeping that curiosity going.
And adjusting our course as we grow, as we learn.
So it's not about being perfect.
Not at all. We're all going to have moments where we roar. You know, where we lash out because of some thorn we haven't identified yet. That's part of being human.
Okay, so it's not about eliminating the roars completely.
Right.
It's about understanding where they come from and finding better ways to express them.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that we're all works in progress.
Always learning. Always growing.
Exactly. We can learn to befriend those inner lions of ours.
Instead of being scared of them.
Yeah, to recognize their pain and offer them compassion, not judgment.
Okay, that's a shift in perspective. Instead of silencing the roars.
We try to understand them.
What are they trying to tell us? That's fascinating.
It is. That roar could be a signal. Maybe a boundary is being crossed. A need isn't being met. Maybe we need to rest, recharge.
Or ask for help. This whole conversation is making me think about all the ways we avoid those uncomfortable feelings.
We're masters of avoidance, aren't we?
It's like our superpower. Distracting ourselves with social media, numbing out with food, alcohol.
Burying ourselves in work. It's understandable, though.
Why is that?
Well, we live in a culture that often tells us to just push through, fake it till you make it. But those strategies, they only work for so long.
They're not sustainable.
Exactly. Eventually, those feelings we're suppressing, they come out. And often not in healthy ways.
So what's the alternative? How do we, I don't know, create a culture that embraces this whole introspection thing, where it's okay to face those thorns head on?
It's a big question, but I think it starts with small steps. Normalizing those conversations about mental health, emotional well-being, creating spaces where people feel safe to share without shame.
So vulnerability is a good thing, not a weakness.
Exactly. And we need to challenge those expectations that tell us we need to be happy all the time.
Right, like it's not realistic.
Not at all. It's okay to feel sad, angry, lost, all of it. We need to give ourselves permission to feel the full range of human emotions.
To be human.
Exactly. And those negative feelings, they often carry valuable information.
They're not just there to make us miserable.
No, They can point us to areas where we need to grow, where we need to heal.
Okay, I see. So instead of running, we learn to listen.
Exactly. Ask ourselves, what is this feeling trying to tell me? What can I learn from this?
Turning those tough feelings into opportunities.
For growth, self-discovery.
And sometimes the answer to those questions might be that we need to reach out for support.
You got it. It's about recognizing that we don't always have all the answers ourselves.
Sometimes we need help, and that's okay.
Absolutely. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recognizing when you need a little extra guidance on that self-discovery journey.
Yeah, like even the best explorers need a map sometimes, right? Especially when you're in uncharted territory.
Exactly. And this whole conversation, you know, has really highlighted that connection for me.
The connection between self-knowledge and well-being.
Yeah, the more we understand ourselves, the better choices we can make.
Choices that align with our values, our needs.
And our aspirations.
Mm.
It's about recognizing that self-care isn't selfish.
It's essential. You got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Self-care is essential for our overall well-being. It's not a luxury.
And it comes in so many forms, right? Not just the typical, like, bubble bath and face mask stuff.
Exactly. It's much broader than that. It's about those healthy boundaries you set for yourself.
Prioritizing our mental and emotional health.
Making time for activities that bring us joy and fulfillment.
Yeah, the things that light us up.
Exactly. And to figure that out, well, you got to understand what those needs are.
What brings us joy and what drains our energy.
Right. What fills our cup and what depletes it.
So bringing it back to our lion analogy.
Full circle.
It's not about becoming fearless, right? No one's expecting us to be superheroes.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's about learning to approach those inner lions, those roars, those uncomfortable feelings.
With compassion.
Understanding. Recognizing that they often have something important to tell us.
They're trying to communicate something.
Exactly. They're not just random noise. They hold meaning.
And we don't have to do it all alone, right?
Absolutely. We could reach out to people we trust, friends, family, professionals.
Well, the support system.
Yeah. A community that helps us navigate those challenges and celebrate those victories.
Yeah.
You know, the wins along the way.
I love that. This deep dive, it's given us a lot to think about. I know I'm definitely inspired to pay more attention to my own inner lions now.
To those roars and those thorns.
And to approach them with a little more curiosity and a lot more compassion.
Maybe a final thought for you all as we wrap this up.
Leave us with something to ponder.
What roars are you making in your own life that might be caused by an unidentified thorn? Think about it.
That's a great question. What opportunities for growth and healing might be hiding in those uncomfortable feelings? It's definitely something to reflect on.
Absolutely. Remember, self-knowledge, it's a journey.
Not a destination.
It's not about perfection, it's about progress. Showing up for ourselves with curiosity and kindness.
Even when it's tough. And on that note, that's a wrap for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time. Happy exploring, everyone.